we on Simen Vov, Din Birchas Hashayota, Pelekai Neshama, Ufeirushov, and also this is Amir Dekechosha V'Simen, which is Negeya to all of us many times a day. So the Mechaber starts off by saying, Sheyeitze Mibeis HaKisei, Yvorech Hashayota Esa'odom V'Chochma. Now, what is the translation? Why are we attributing the Yetziras HaOdom b'Chochma? Shebriyas HaOdom, so the Mechaber is going to say a few explanations. Shebriyas HaOdom hi b'Chochma niflo. The person, the creation of the person, how the many, many functions that exist in the life of an Adam, the existence of an Adam, that all these functions should function is b'chochma niflo. And now we are speaking about the digestive system, which is mamish, Mordeke Chochma. Let us just mention a few nekudas. Number one, a person has an enjoyment, a taiva sachila. So perhaps we might think this is perhaps a chesoron, that perhaps the one has a he wants to indulge in achila. But this is a mordeke broche. I once heard from someone, his father, through treatment that he had had, lost the taiva to eat. The taste buds were not functioning, and everything that he ate was like straw. He didn't have any taste whatsoever. So he died from hunger. He didn't die from any machle. He died from hunger. Because how much straw can a person eat? He didn't have any gishmak in it. So Baruch Hashem, the taivis achila that we have, is a tremendous asset to ensure that we will want to eat. That's the rotzen to eat. And then there's a whole system when one eats, he has teeth to chew the food, and saliva comes out, and while he's eating, this is ma'ira acid in the stomach, different acids to come out, which are capable to make that the machol should disintegrate and eventually be able to become dam, which is everything that's amir de kechochme. Each food has its different acid, and the stomach is coated with a coating that is not affected by the acid. But if a person suffers from reflux and the acid comes up, it is very dangerous. And can make a hole in the esophagus. So this Rabbeinu Shlomo made the Yetziras HaOdom, especially when we're speaking about the achila and the digestion. This is a tremendous chokhma. So now, when we are speaking about the gemar achila, the end of the achila, and Lamaise, it is we are already separating the psalas from the oichel. So looking at this whole process, we make a broche asheyotzer asahodom bechochma. It's a merdeke chochma. That's one pshat in the bechochma that we say. V'yeish mefoshim. Now there's a second pshat. Al Shem, what is the Chochmah in the Briyas HaOdom? Al Shem Shehaguf Doimeh LeNoid, Malei Ruach, Vuhu Malei Nikovim. In reality, the Guf Adam is similar to a jug that's full of air, and Vuhu Malei Nikovim, but the person that there's a Merdeke Chachme, that the Guf Adam needs the Ruach that one breathes, the oxygen that he breathes, all this is essential to his existence, and there's ruach in the body, and there are many nekavim, which theoretically could, just like if you have a jug full of air, a balloon, and you'll puncture the balloon, so the air will go out immediately. A person has air in himself, and there are many holes which theoretically could bring about that the air in the goof would leave him, and there's a merdeka chachme in the Briyas Adam that the ruach remains in the goof even though there's many passageways that the ruach theoretically could go out. This was a merdeka chachme. K'dlakam on besamach. That's the second pshat in Ashiyotas Adam b'chachme. V'yesh mefoshim b'chachma, a third pshat, asher yosar es ha'odom, shehiskin mizaynoysav shel odom harishin, v'achakach b'roi, that in the yitzira of odom harishin, odom harishin was created with a necessity that he cannot exist without food. So he was not created that, first we'll create you. Now the food, we'll think about it. No. The chokhmah of the Rabbeinu Shalom was that he created first the food, the necessities that Adam HaRishon, when he will be created, will need. And then he created him. I was in the Seira for my Chavrusa, and together, so how does this come in? I'm saying Ashayotah now, so I remember Ashayotah, Adam HaRishon was created with a Gemara Kechochme. So, wonderful. What does it have to make? So, the pshat is like this. We see when the Rabbeinu Shilolam created Adam HaRishon, and Adam HaRishon was created with a necessity to eat, that means his whole existence is dependent on eating. So before the Rabbeinu Shalom created him, he made sure that he should have what to eat. So when Adam HaRishon was created, there was food already for him. Now, this was not only the anhoge for Adam HaRishon, that was the first person that was nivra. But the emison, this is by every person. By every person, he should realize the food he needs is there already. That means we're not going to start thinking where he's going to get food. The food is here already. Fine. The Seder by Adam HaRishon exists by every person. So again, what does it have to do with the Birchas HaShayotah? Now, it's Moiradik. It's brought down in Hilchos Brachos that a person receives sustenance from the food he ate till Nis'akel HaMozin, till when the food is completely digested, then the food is not, he's not receiving sustenance anymore. And then, if a person ate something, he can make a bracha right away. So the loch is kozman showing this akol hamozin. If it wasn't digested, he can still make the bracha. The food is still here. He can thank the Rabbeinu Shalom and the lechem, whatever he had, it's still in his goof. So there's still food in his goof, in his body, which is giving him sustenance. So I'm thanking the Rabbeinu Shalom, a bracha achoinu. that we'll come to that, we'll see. But there's a minimum of 72 minutes, and then more, it matters how much he ate. If he feels satisfied, that's a raya. I mean, but on Kabbalah, the minimum shear is 72 minutes. If he doesn't know if he's hungry or not, so 72 minutes is the shear. Now, so when the food digests, that means, so now he needs no food. Now he needs no food. Till the digestion, the food was in him. So now, we're speaking about after the digestion of the food in Asiyas Chocho. So now he's a Chochem Arayas Anoylad. Where will the next meal come from? That means till now he had a pas the kreisoy. He had food in himself, but after Asiyas Chocho, he. Now the question arises, where will he have food to exist? So then and there he says, this is Asher Yotzer Sa'odom B'chochma, that when the Adam was created, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam assured that there should be food before his creation, that he should have what to take care of himself. So we say this, when this is the time when the need of food arises. Now it was Nisakal Abosim, after Asiyas Rochov. So now he's the Meshabeach, and Moide to the Rabbeinu Shalom, Shiyotzos Odom B'chochma, I mamin that the my tzrochim are already created, my tzrochim are taken care of already. Could be that's why it comes into the bracha of Asher Yotzer. Because Asher Yotzer is la'achar shenisak alamos. Sure. We'll talk, in Sif Beis we'll get to this. That's Sif Beis. So we have to wait for there. Okay. Yeah. So that's Asher Yotzer Sodom B'chochma. Now let's go further. Uvor avoy nekovim, nekovim, chalulim, chalulim. Now what does that mean? Perish, what does that mean? Nekovim, rabim. A person has many holes, openings in himself. Kegoyim peh, v'choytem, ufiyit habas. There are nekovim in the person, which through these nekovim, a person brings into himself food, oxygen, and the piyat habas is a nekev that he's mighty, the psoilus. That's nekovim, nekovim. There are many nekovim. Ovora v'gam bora boy evorim rabim chalulim. The Rebbeinu Nishom also created evorim, many evorim which are hollow. K'moy leiv v'keres u'me'ayim. So we have hollow evorim. We speak about these three things, the heart, the stomach, the intestines. She'im, some of Mela we are speaking about in the Gufa Adam, there are openings that through these openings the food can come in, psalus can come out, air can come in. That's the openings. And then there are in the Gufa Adam hollow evorim, which through these evorim, either in the lave, so the blood flows through the heart it's hollow, and the blood goes through, and the heart pumps it into the body. The keres is a hollow evor that the food goes in and gets digested there, and then there are the intestines. So we are speaking about the openings in these hollow evorim. So now, So the Makabos Gilsa, which is the Shitas HaRambam, he said, Pershim Yisosem Echad Chem Oyim Yiposeach Echad Mehem. So the Makabos will first explain Yisosem, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, Aramian, he gets to say first, Shim Yiposeach Echad Mehem. Shim Yisosem Echad Mehem. So we started off with Mekovim, then we spoke about Chalulim. Now we're going back to the Nekovim. Shim Yisosayim Echad Mehem. So the first pshat, Echad Mehem, is very interesting. Does not mean any of them, but means one of them, according to this pshat. If one of these openings was Sosum, and we'll see why the Mechaber is saying this, because we say, Lady Yevshel Yiskayim Afilo Sha'echos. So we couldn't exist until 1 hour. So therefore, in Yisosayim, he's speaking, the first pshat is, he's speaking about a meyuchidike eva. Klima, shebenekovim yesh nekav echod. One of the openings, shehuape, which is the mouth. This is one of the openings that a person has. Shekshohu bimei imoy, when the person is in the embryonic stage, usosum, then the peh is osum. He's everything, his nutrients, his oxygen, everything he gets to his mother. And he's swimming in a liquid. And his mouth is osum. The mouth would be open, Rahman and its lung, so he would drown there. Usosum. Uchsheyoytzi la'avir ha'olam, and when the child is born, hu niftach, it opens up. Something that was then sosum, completely sealed, it did not open, and with the later, the mouth becomes pasur. Ve'im kshayoytzi la'avir ha'olam, ha'yonisha sosum, but if this matter that it was in existence when he was still in the griotic stage, that it was sosum, if it would remain sosum, it wouldn't open up. That means this is an essential pu'ula that exists the kiyum of the vlad. I don't know if it could be one of the reasons is that when a child is born, that when it should cry, that some oxygen should come into the groove. So it would be sosum, could be it's maybe for the oxygen or maybe for the nursing, whatever it is. This is a gemara. So the first pshat in the machaber is that even though we would think she'im yisosim echad mehem is a loshen osit, if it would become sosum, it would become lat. But the Mechaber is translating it, if it would remain sosum, one of the nikovim, one of the openings, which were sosum, if that matzav would remain, yevshel yiskayim afilu she'echos. That's one pshat. That's one mahalach. Ve'evorim hachalulim. And now let's go back to the evorim hachalulim, the hollow evorim. So we're speaking about the stomach, we're speaking about the heart, we're speaking about the intestines. Im hoya niftach echad mehem. That means if there a hole would rupture, there would be a crack in one of these evorim, and this is very understandable, that if there was a crack in the intestine, so the whole that was in the intestines goes out into the bloodstream, and Rachman and Etzlon, it's mamish sakonis nafoshes, or the same thing if there'd be opening in the heart. I spoke with someone around a month ago. He told me he was informed one of the valves of his heart is leaking, which is... That's the Yiposeich Echad Mehem, which is Achman and Etzlon. So Al Kaponim, so we're talking, so according to this, so Yiposeich is going on the Evorim, that these hollow Evorim, which are theoretically, there's no opening to them, and if they would open up, there'd be an opening in them, Yevshel Yiskayim. That's one pshat. Before we go further, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Chalulim, Perish, Eivorim, Chalulim. Chalulim means, Loyoyma Chalulim, the Bechalo, Loyshayach, Bria. So now let us just elaborate on this for 1 minute. Cholo means a space. So we don't say Shebora Chalulim, because it's not Shayach to create a space. A space is nothing. There's so by Mela we say Chalulim. Chalulim is going. The Rabbi Yishom created a Vorim which are hollow. So the creation is in the Evorim. The Evorim were created with a hollowness. That's so we're speaking about Chalulim. This is Pshat. That's what we're saying. Chalulim v'loy Chalulim. Chalulim means spaces. Chalulim means we're speaking about the Eva, which is hollow, which is hollow. So the Taz asks Akasha. The asks Akasha. So Nekovim is also a space, an opening. So you should say Nikuvim, not Nikovim. The same way you say Chalulim and not Chalolim, she should say Nikuvim and not Nikovim. That Kasha the Taz asks on this chat, which the Mishabur brought down. So the Primogodim says at Teretz, he says, the Nikovim that a person has, these openings, he says it's machnes umoitzi, it's not samazri, a hole. It's a whole bria that I breathe through my nose, I can eat through my mouth. So even though these are nekovim, but the whole function of these nekovim, this is a nekev, this is an opening to the stomach, fine. But this whole opening, to bring it to the stomach, is a mirdike bria. That I breathe through my nose without thinking. I eat with so all these nekovim. A person is like these nekovim is no kasher, because these nekovim. But the chalulim is pshat is the hollowness of the aver comes from mela through the aver. I have an aver, and if there's nothing in it, automatically it became hollow. So that's why we don't say chalulim. We say chalulim. Shin Yisosim, Ken Yigilsas HaRambam, you say first Shin Yisosim. Avo Gilsas Shalono, Varashi, Varib, Varosh, Shin Yiposeich, Koidem, we say first Shin Yiposeich, Echod Mehem. Kloim HaShem Nekovim, so the first pshat was, we're speaking about the Peh. Mishum de Gilsasi Hoyev Shel Iskayim Afilo Shoeches, you cannot exist. The Koshaloi, the Odom Soisim Pif Harbe Shoeches, a person can keep his mouth shut for many hours and it will not in any way be detrimental to his life. Zaima Kloima, that means we're speaking about the pair bishas when the person is born, if that pair would remain sosum the way it was in the embryonic state, so it would be impossible to exist. Avu min ageinu, but this is a very interesting Mishnah Berurah. Avu min ageinu shloi loima afilu shoeches. We don't say shoeches. We say yiposech oishin tzosim ech neyev shuiskan v'lam l'panecha, period. K'may shekosav ha-Rambam, chen buchach ba-gude, ken kosav ha-mogin avron, chen mashme bebir ha-gur. Vayin taz. So our component, we have a Mishnah Berurah that's telling us and we don't say afilu shoeches, so we have to, after learning the simon, we know the proper way how to say the bruch. E efsho. So others are geiris a betzeri taches for aleph ki amilin exeris min ayim. That means e efsho means it's impossible. So it's like ein efsho. It's not possible. So therefore, they are geiris A, and the word A also means not, because the word A is derived from the word ayim. Ken kosva berheitev aprimagodem. B'share tshuve miyashiv agilse bechizrit e epsho, shigam gen kavanos na e epsho. Theoretically, we would think that he is a Loshen Im. So Yevshel, if it is possible, so if it is possible, so it doesn't make sense. That's why others were going to say Yevshel, it's impossible. But the Shalit Shiva says that Yevshel is also good. Shagam can come nosi kamay ayim. He could also mean not kamay dechos dechsiv I chavoy. Shperush Rashi sham shekavon nosi kamay ein kavoy. So memele, so we could say with a chiruk also. Now we're going to say other pshatim in the bracha. Vayid yesh lefarish. Now we get a problem. Yevshel is kind of lam and afilo shaechos. So what is, it's not true that if it would be sosum an hour or a person could exist. What's the shaechos? So the first pshat was speaking about if the peh remained sosum by the later. But now a second pshat. Vayid yesh lefarish. Shegvu yesh laodom. That means there is an amount of time, let's say the Piyat Habas, we're talking about, so there's an Indian of Lassis Tzlochot, and if it's also, let's say, for many hours, or it could be perhaps for many days, he could still exist. He can still, he's constipated. Al Kaponim, he could exist. But there is a time that if the psoilus will not come out of his goof now, it was there 10 days already, if it won't come out of his goof, then it's a sakone. So memele, so shebglu yesh laadam shechelm nekol v'usasam v'layamus, v'kivin sha'oval oisei ha'glul, so let us say, for example, the glul is 10 days. If after 10 days he was not Oisitz Rochov, he actually is Kama Filoshoecha. So now, after this already, he will not be able to exist at Filoshoecha. Vekivin Shebechlal HaNekovim Hem Piyat Habas Upiya Oma. Ubechlal HaIvorim HaChalulim Sheim Yeposeach Mehem Yevshel Iskayim En Keres Amayim. So when a person, so we're speaking about the avorim of the stomach and the intestines, we're speaking about the piyat habas, which the psoilus is yoytze from that, from there. So memele, so b'shas asiyas trochav, we speak about this gevaldike chesed of the Rabbeinu Shalom, that we have these avorim. And these nekovim, and if there would be a psicha or a sime, a person would not be able to exist. Nami me'in yinasi yisroch habamish. V'ahavi ishim yiposech echa mehem, nami me'in yinasi yisroch habamish. So the pesech, before he spoke about it, if there would be a rupture in the keres, that's a sakon, it's very nothing to do in reality with asi yisroch habamish. But now he's saying that we're speaking about mamish asiyas trochav, and yisosim mehem means if there was past the gvul of how much he could hold the psoilus in his body, and then it would remain yevshel iskayim. So who adin im yepasech ech mehem hu? V'havish im yepasech ech mehem nami minyan asiyas trochav mamish. So that means. That means that if it would remain open, and that means he would not be able to control, he would have diarrhea or something. So also Yevshel is kind that he get dehydrated. So Memele, Namimina, so also Yevshel is kind. Roifei, so now when Roifei Choyli Kolbosa, that was a gills of Choyli. Al shame and the kovim shabora by lahitzi psoilus macholoi. Ki im yis apish babetin yomus vitsosa hi refua. So others were geiris choili, because if the the psalus will remain in the goof, will get very sick. So the psalus in the goof are a potential chayli. This the psalus in his goof, he will not be able to get rid of them. So he'll get very sick. So that's why, so he has in his goof a potential chayli, and the Rabbeinu Shlomo made that one can be merapeh this chayli. That's one pshat. Umafli lasis, and then we say there's a, in the whole creation of the person, there's a pella. Umafli lasis, meneisha odom daimer lenois, now he says this pshat mali ruch is like a jug full of air. So that's the pella, the mamish, to think how this works, that there could be ruach and the goof, and there's many psochim, and for some reason the ruach does not leave. V'oid yesh leforish, a second pshat, the mafli lasli. Al shame shaboyer tuva machu v'doicha hapsoilis. This function of digestion that is such a moiridike breire, it's so sophisticated, the digestive system of a person that it separates the nutrients from the psoilis, and the nutrients, each one goes to the eva that needs them, and the psoilis goes to the mokim that is moitzi them. This breire, if we would realize the functions that it is doing, it's a pella. So that's umafli lasis on the breira of the oicho from the psoilis, and now one is capable of using the nutrients and b'ndoicha the psoilis. Hago v'oid yesh leforish, a third pshat, shamafli lasis, pameh sheshayme ruach ha'odom b'kirboim, the kosher dover ruchni b'dover gashmi b'kolei day shurayfei chobosa ki also odom b'kav habriyas v'nishmosei mishtameres b'kirboi. Now the lashon of the Ramah is not too clear, so I'd like to say over the lashon of the Darkei Moshe, which this is the Ramah, but I want to say over the lashon, and then we'll see what he means. He says it in Darkei Moshe in a much clearer way. Shemafli lasis, the Rabbeinu Shlomo made a pella, a wonder. Koi al haneshama shenosan ba'odam. A neshama was put into a person. Vizu hi plia gedoyla. This is a pella. Sheyiskayim dovo ruchni vuhu min al yoinim. We put together, let us just think for 1 minute, the neshama of a person, the shares of neshama comes from tachas kisei yakovet, which is, that's a very high mokim. It's pure ruchnius. The gufa odom is gashmius, into vimekasha, to combine these two koiches, that together in one goof, you have a dova ruchni miyoid and a dova gashmi miyoid. The yevsha linis, yeah, that's a fine. So that's a pella. That the Rabbeinu Shlomo was able to combine this dova ruchni with this dova gashmi, and that together the neshama is all over the goof, And it's in the goof, and this is the Dover Gashmi, a Megushim, a person with Ivra Minaoris, and this is Minal Yoyim. That's one thing. Now, the Yevshul and the Shoma Lassis Pulosi Lahaskil Muskolois Boit Shahodom Choyl Amor de Kezach. Now, this Neshome, which was given to the person, was given for a Tachlis. He was given a Neshome to Lahaskil Muskolois, to learn Torah, to do Ratzon Hashem. That's the purpose, a neshama shebemoichi. There's a neshama there which was given to guide the person. Now, this neshama can only function properly b'oid, when he's healthy. Of a b'oid she'odom choyle be'echad me'ebor, if a person is ill, Ki keiv gufay matchidei milasis pulosay. So if he's in pain, so he can't think, he can't learn. Malkein oma reifi chayli kolboso. So we thank the Rebbeinu Shlulam that he made that the guf can function properly. We are not feeling pains from the guf. By yedeis amafli lasois, shanishoma niksheres beguf. So Mamela, now we, the neshome, which is attached, which is combined to the guf, which is apele, but this neshome cannot function properly if a person is distracted by pain. So that is the combination. Reife chobot, Rabbi Shlom, you make that the person is healthy, is bekava brius, so he's not distracted by pain. Or mavli lasis, then we can appreciate the neshome, which was combined into the guf adam, and now this neshama can guide the person. Alaska b'miskolik. So the Daki Moshe says, and that's why right after Hashem Yosef would say, Alakai neshama shenasatavi. So the mafli lasis already was speaking about the neshama which combines itself to the guf adam, which is a pillar, which can only function properly if the person is bakava b'riyas, and that's roifei choposo. Then afterwards we say, Alakai neshama. Now let us just see one Mishnah Berurim. Dava ruchni, ubekavon is kosov da neshome nenes meruchni yisamachu. This is from the Arizal, that when a person eats, the neshome receives nourishment from the ruchni yisamachu, baguf nene mikashmi yisamachu, and the guf is anof, and the gashmi is amachu, mikrev zekshurim zebezal yedei hamachu. Now, I'd like to mention Rav Chaim Volozhiner and Perek Gimel, Mishneh Gimel, the Ovis, says as follows. Yodua divrei kedosh Hashem b'chubad alekai Rav Chaim v'tal. So he brings a pshat from Rav Chaim v'tal, the Talmud of Tarisa. It says in the Vorim Ches, Posse Gimel, Ki loy al alechem levada yichya odom, ki al kol meitzi pi Hashem yichya odom. Ha'inyinu, ki vadai haneshome eino nizoynis me alechem agashmi. The neshome cannot get nourished. The neshome also needs nourishment. And it will not get nourished from the megushim zika bread. Ach, visho sha'oma hakadosh baruch hu, Toitzi ha'oretz deshe, v'chein kol ha'ma'amores, noitzer mehevel piv yisborach, koyach la'adobor ha'hu, u'mekayim ha'dobor. Amoyredikizach, when the Rabbeinu Shlom said, ha'ma'ama toitzi deshe. So what happened? Rabbeinu Shlom did not make the deshe. But the hevel piv kavyoch of the Rabbeinu Shlom, the breath of the Rabbeinu Shlom, that hevel created the machel. That hevel created the machel, number one. And number two, we have to understand this one thing, that the kiyum ha'olam is not that the world was created and is standing already. There's no such thing. The world is constantly being created. We say, ha'mechadish b'tuvei b'chol yom tomid ma'asei b'reishis, the Rabbeinu Shlom is k'sei the mechadish, So we see chodosh. It's a keseda, a new bria. That just like if we have lights now, so that means there's a generator that's generating electricity. We should have the lights, and if the generator would stop, it would be pitch black. So the whole bria is the same way. The existence of the whole bria, the Rabbeinu Shlom is keseda mechadish b'tuvei b'chol yom tomid ma'asei b'reishis. The Rabbeinu Shlom is mechadish the bria keseda. So if you have a peiri that was created, that what it is still in existence this second and the next second, that's the koyach of the Dvar Hashem. Zeh koyach hamakaymei hu ruchni. So if I have an apple, there's a gashmi stika apple, but there's a ruchni stika, the tzivui, teitzei, or it's teshe, that tzivui is in this apple, and is making sure that the apple should continue to exist. So the apple has in itself gashmius and ruchnius. Ubezeh ha'odom nizayin. The person receives sustenance. Guf ha'odom nizayin megashmius ha'machol. Veruach ha'lekim v'nesham ez nizayin meruchnius koyach ha'matayim ha'sadova. And so in the Achila Sa'odom, both Chalokim are receiving sustenance, the Nisham and the Guf. By a person learns Torah, so then the Nishama gets sustenance from the Torah, but the Guf doesn't get sustenance. But this is the only case in Achila, both acquire sustenance. So that's the double pele of the combination of the Shaman and the Guf, and then it's a Peshas Achila.